I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Washed my feet. Hope Show listeners. I am happy that you could all join me here today on the Hope Show. So, let me ask you a question. How many of you like a good movie where the main character of the movie seems to be the one losing, or the underdog, so to speak? As the movie continues to play, you find yourself cheering for the one who's fighting the uphill battle, encouraging them to keep going. Or perhaps it's just maybe I'm the only one that talks to the television, as if the people can actually hear me. Shaziz is always saying that I am more interesting to watch than the movie. But seriously, friends, how about the least popular guy in high school who gets the girl, while the popular jock gets left in the dust? What about the person who wants to start their own business but has to start at the bottom and work extra hard and overcome many obstacles to reach success? What about the marathon runner that has an unfortunate accident and can't run, but with many months of rehab, comes back to win another race? These kinds of stories are great because life doesn't always turn out that way. So, oftentimes, it seems like the ones who win are the people who have the money to buy up all the materialistic things that they want, the well-connected, the higher up in society, while those who have very little, who are weak and defenseless, seem to suffer the most. But what's great about this is that it works the exact opposite way with God. Today's message is called The Great Reversal, Pride Before the Fall. And so before we get started today, folks, I'd like to go ahead and bow our head in a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking each of us up today, for giving us another day to be about your business. Thank you for joining us all here together on this day to worship, fellowship with one another, and to study your word. We come before you with humble hearts, thanking you for everything you have blessed us with, big and small. Father, you are so good all the time. Without you, we would be nothing, and we would have nothing. And as we come before you today, please soften our hearts and our minds to the message that you want us to hear. May our lives be transformed by this message. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel. May the words that come from my mouth be only what you would have me to speak. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer, friends. Our key verse for the day is found in Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. Now, friends, I want to ask you to examine your own life for a moment. Are you currently dealing with a pride issue in your life that needs God's attention? Have you ever been caught up in your own pride, done something really stupid, suffered a great loss, and experienced great shame because of it? Friends, I have. Today's message hits close to home for me because I made a huge mistake over 20 years ago that cost me everything I had at the time. I experienced a huge fall because of my own pride. I was very foolish. But praise God, if not for God's grace, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, for His grace and His mercy and His goodness. And praise God, I am not that person anymore, that He brought me up out of that way of thinking and the lifestyle that I used to lead years and years ago. But like I said, you know, it's only by the grace of God, my friends. We don't deserve all the goodness that God blesses us with. We have all fallen short of the glory in God, of glory of God, and try as hard as we will still fall short of the glory of His glory sometimes. But if we know Jesus as our personal Savior and have given ourselves over to Him, then we ask the Lord's forgiveness, and He forgives us. But what is pride? The definition of pride is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements. To be especially proud of yourself for a certain skill, having an excessively high opinion of oneself or one's importance. Does this definition resonate in any of your minds today? I think we all struggle with pride in our life at various levels. If this sounds like you, I highly encourage you to pray about it and ask God to give you a humble heart. Ask for direction. Seek His wisdom. Part of the problem with society today is that where there is pride in a person, there is a lack of God in that person's lives. Their hope is not in God, but in themselves. To walk with God is to walk in humility. You can't straddle the fence on this one, my friends. And in Matthew 6:24, it backs up what I'm saying, that you cannot straddle the fence. Matthew 6:24 tells us that no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And what is so great about God is the fact that God's truth is the complete opposite of what this world would have you to believe. This world would have us to believe that there is no God, that everything we have is because of our own accomplishments, our own hard work. The world is all about me, me, me. I did this or I did that, or it's because of me that this or that happened. But God says that apart from me, you can do nothing. The lowly are lifted, the high and mighty are torn down, the proud are scattered, the hungry are filled. Friends, God sent His only Son, Jesus, to earth to pave the way for deliverance of all wickedness and evil, for our sins, so that we could be reunited back to our Heavenly Father. It's sad that there are so many unsaved people in this world. People who reject God, who deny His very existence, ultimately forfeiting all the many blessings that God has stored up for each of His children. The smug and self-satisfied will be sent away empty-handed in the end. And this brings us back to the key verse in Proverbs 16:18. The higher you lift yourself up in pride, the harder you'll fall in disgrace. Friends, if you don't believe that, you should, because it's true. In Luke 6, Jesus speaks about blessings over the lowly and the hungry, but also warns that the rich and the well-fed, what sorrows will await them. Pride is concerned with who is right, but humility is concerned with what is right. Humility is putting someone else before yourself, or someone who spends their life taking care of others. In James 4:6, the Bible tells us, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. My friends, we live in a time of greatly inflated egos, a time where people exaggerate who they are and what they have done to make themselves look better than everyone else. We also live in a time where depression, comparison, and anxiety are common day. And some of that pride can be the cause of low self-esteem. And so people feel the need to build this fake world around themselves, to try to be something that they are not. I read in an article, it was put this way. Is our self-esteem that low that we have built fake walls inside ourselves to match our photoshopped faces? Wow, my friends, that is straight to the point. And I think that's noteworthy of saying again. Is our self-esteem that low that we have built fake walls inside ourselves to match our photoshopped faces? How many of you know, on the media out there, everywhere on the media, you know, you can even do it on your own Facebook account, your own profile picture. But things are photoshopped all the time to look any way that someone wants them to look. You know, you've got, dare I say, you've got the government even doing that, you know. On media, you know, on these platforms, they're putting stuff out there that is not true. But it's that network's take on what's going on, you know. And so, like I said, you know, Facebook, your profile pictures, who wants to look younger, you know? Who wants to be in the middle of the mountains when you're not, you know? Who wants to be in this awesome vacation area when you're sitting in your living room? You know, all the things us people do, you know, not all of us, obviously, but it is a big thing in today's society, you know, to Photoshop things to appear the way you want them to appear, but it's not accurate, it's not true. And so, God says about that, you know, pride is arrogance. Pride is thinking yourself to be superior over someone else. Pride is being selfish, and it's destructive to those around you. Pride is crediting ourselves for all of our accomplishments. You can see here that God is nowhere to be found in prideful people's lives. In Romans 12:16, the Bible says, to be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. And in 1 Samuel 16:7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at our hearts. Friends, I'm in no way saying that being financially well off is a bad thing. But if the Lord has blessed you financially and you're living your life for God, your motives are in the right place, and you're using money wisely and to help further the kingdom of God, that's great. But this message is talking about those that have financial riches by doing whatever it takes. Whatever it takes on their own to get there. And those that are selfish and greedy with their money, you know, only wanting to better themselves and further themselves and buy more and more material possessions. And these people, it's all about me, 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 and there's nothing there about helping your fellow brothers and sisters in need. Those are the people that this message is talking about. This seems like a good place to take a short break. Today's show is going to be a little shorter than the hour long. And so I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break right here. And I hope you will all stay tuned in to the second half of today's message. You don't want to miss the second half.
A single word I say, you know it before I speak. You know every thought, the deepest part of me. You draw me close and then I see your presence is everything I need to be the child that you
see it your way.
same time, but I knew the choice was mine to finally come to you and give you all control. I wandered miles to find my way, and then you revealed this simple fate. I know that you can see the secrets of my soul. Shed for me, your back was ripped and bruised, so I can know your love. I knew I bowed to you, my king.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. If you are just tuning in to today's message, it's called The Great Reversal, Pride Before the Fall. The first half of today's message, we've been talking about pride. What it is, what's so bad about it, and the scriptures that back that up. I encourage you to go look up the podcast of today's message after Shaziz has had a chance to upload it to the podcast page. Later on in the day, if you're just tuning in. So, for this short second half of today's message, we're going to be talking about humility for just a bit. We talked about the definition of pride, being self-centered, thinking too highly of yourself, having the wrong motives for doing things, acting on your own understanding, leaving God out of your life. So what is humility? Humility is the opposite of pride. The definition of humility is to be modest, of low view of one's own importance. Humbleness, meekness, freedom of pride and arrogance. Seeking God in all that you do, say, and how you behave. Humility is simply the beauty that is within us. It's the part of us that makes us want to put others before ourselves, wants to take care of others. A modest person never stops getting better because they know that there is always room for improvement. A humble person is constantly growing, developing, helping, encouraging, being kind and compassionate, and sympathetic. Friends, I believe that is the ultimate definition of success and being rich. It has nothing to do with financial gain. It's that inner beauty within yourself that God placed there, the humility. You know, friends, you know, humility allows us to touch the lives of others. and in turn touch our own lives. It allows us to see the beauty in others without comparison. Humble people respect others' accomplishments and are happy for others, not once thinking about themselves and how they can do it better or how they can get something nicer or better. Humility allows you to hear and listen, and it allows for your authenticity. Being humble means you choose to be kind over being right. It means that you choose peace even when you don't fully understand or even feel like doing it. Friends, we desperately need a more humble humanity. And friends, I believe that the best way to achieve it is to be it. Let me say that again. We desperately need a more humble humanity. And I believe the best way to achieve it is to be it. Be the example. In 1 Peter 3:3-4, the Bible tells us, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." In Colossians 3:12, the Bible says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Friends, there are so many verses in the Bible that talk about humility. Another one is James 3:13. "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom." Friends, humility is, in fact, one of the most powerful and important attributes of growth in the Bible. Don't get me wrong. Humble people don't lack pride in their accomplishments, but rather, it is knowing the time, the place, and the tone with which to share your strengths with the world, with others. Humility is a great asset for improvement. We need it for our inner well-being. And so, I just want to leave you with a couple of little thoughts. I want to share a few of my favorite quotes with you before I wrap this up for today. One of the ones, I think this is probably my absolute favorite quote, or at least one of it ranks right up there at the top of my list. "Never look down on anybody unless you're helping them up." I try to live my life as that. Never look down on anybody unless you're helping them up. Friends, I've had the nicer things. I've had the wrong motives. I've lost it all, hit rock bottom, literally rock bottom. Had to live on other people's kindness, in their home, use their car. You know, and I've had, you know, and God has worked me back up to where I am now. Humility, my friends, humility. And what this means to me, never look down on anybody unless you're helping them up. Somebody gave me, God placed somebody in my life when I was at my very lowest. I'm talking the only way is up, because there was no, I couldn't go any farther than I was. Well, I could, but we don't want to talk about that. But God placed somebody in my life that gave me the helping hand. And without God, I have no idea where I would be today. But I'm fairly certain it wouldn't be where I'm at right now. And so friends, I know what it's like to be up here, way down here, and somewhere in the middle. Never look down on anybody unless you're helping them up. Because you know, each and every single one of us is a thread of hair away from being right there in that place at any given time. What do you mean? Okay, friends, let me give you a scenario. Most people in the world live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes those paychecks don't even meet the needs that they have. But say you are one of those people living paycheck to paycheck. Your needs are being met. You may not have quite enough to stretch, but your needs are being met. What happens one day if you're the only person with a job, either you're single or you have a family, you're the only person that has a job, and one day you wake up and you don't have that job, you don't have that income. Just that quickly, in the snap of a finger, look where you've gone. Look what's happened to your life. Look what's happened to the lifestyle that you're living right now. Just see and think how quickly your circumstances could go from where they are at now to the homeless person on the street. Don't think too highly of yourselves, my folks. Don't think this will never happen to you. Because at one point in time, I thought, oh, that won't happen to me. And guess what? Pride comes before the fall. But let's move on to some of the other quotes. Pride makes us artificial, but humility makes us real. Number three, humility. That low, sweet root from which all heavenly virtues shoot. And the last one I leave with you, pride must die in you, or nothing of heaven can live in you. Friends, if God has spoke to you today, please be in prayer with the Lord, not just once, not just today. But please be in prayer daily with the Lord. I mean, we should all be doing that anyway. But if the Lord has spoke to you today through this message, and he's telling you that you need to do something different with your life, follow his instruction. Is there something that comes to your mind right now that you need to give up? That you need to change? Is God speaking to you? Is there something that you need to do for somebody else? Is something being laid upon your heart? And friends, I can't answer these questions for you, but God can. God says, "Peace be with you. Peace I give you." And so let's go ahead and bow our prayer in a closing, bow our head in a closing prayer for this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today's message. We ask for your help to walk humbly with our brothers and sisters. It is all too easy to fall prey to the flesh and to walk in arrogance. But pride causes division, and we desire peace. Father, help us to count ourselves as equals with one another. Help us to value one another in this humble spirit, so that we may live to the fullest, as is your desire for each of us. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. My friends, I just want to say God bless each and every one of you. May the Heavenly Father just put a hedge of protection around you and your families, your comings and your goings this week. Until next week, same time, same place.
In this obsession with the things this world says make us happy, can't see the slaves we are in all the searching or the grasping. Like we deserve much more than all these blessings we're holding. So now I'm running free into an ocean of mercy, unending. What holds me down, the things I once was chasing after. Throw off these heavy chains that I have let become my master. With the things this world says make us happy, Christ in me.